This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manily is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Ryan Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft beer mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manily.
And now, flags come down. Words back and forth. Some pushing and some shoving. And the Packers are saying that a Chicago Bear started all this. Mike Carey to tell us.
After the play was over. Personal foul, unnecessary roughness. The offense number 65. That foul will be assessed on the kickoff.
Boy, that's the long snapper, Patrick Manily. 65, right in the middle.
Clearly, afterwards, things get rolled up here. He must have reached up and kicked at somebody. Guy was on his back.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff, of course, the Manily snap.
On 670, The Score.
You don't hit the long snapper, you're going to get kicked. Patrick Manily joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's up, Patrick?
What's up, guys? By the way, Tanny, you're unbelievable, man. Good find. Good find. But what does that tell you? If a long snapper gets a personal foul in a game, that means it's a pretty good rivalry game.
Yeah.
We got a good one coming up this weekend.
What do you think about when you hear that? What are you sitting there thinking about, Pat?
He pushed me over the pile late, man. It's bullcrap, and it's the Packers. You don't do that. So I just reacted, and I kicked him in the knee, and I shouldn't have done that. But brings back some memories of those games. They always mean more, but I love the crap talking that's going on now from the Packers, and I just think that it obviously means a lot to this city and that city up there, and I just can't wait to see what happens on the lakefront on Saturday night. But it's just a hell of a rivalry, man.
Patrick, in looking at all of your career, like you and Olin are the guys that we can really talk to about, like a bunch of playoff games played. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be? What's that week like before you play a playoff game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it's different, man. I was thinking about that after the Lions game that, you know, it's unfortunate you play that way and you have to, you know, go back and go through your tape and study all that to get better. But you got to wash that away quickly because it's a different season, right? It's an intense season. You made the playoffs after an 18-week season. So when you walk in that building, you're like, okay, let's get through the Lions film. But everything is turned up to like 11, man. Everything is just turned up one more notch. From working out in the weight room to literally like eating to your diet to your schedule, all that kind of stuff is just everything's heightened. And then each moment in the meetings, when the coach talks, everybody's kind of leaning forward a little bit more. You're listening a little bit more. You're taking more notes. Everybody's on a little bit more during the walkthrough. You get to bed a little bit earlier at night. You might set the alarm a little bit earlier. When you get to the drive down to Soldier Field before a game, right? That's Saturday night or it's a Sunday game. Say them for Friday when they drive down. You start feeling a little bit more butterflies than you normally do. You know, that meeting, the pre-night meeting is more intense. And then that morning, man, it's it's on. You're like, wait a minute, what is this? This feels weird. We're the only game in town. You know, we lose, we're done. So everything is just heightened. And that whole week is just, it's a lot of fun. It's stuff you think about, you dream about, you want to be a part of, and you're finally here. And the thing is, too, guys, you got a lot of young guys on this Bears team that have never been here before. So we talk about sustained success here. Hopefully this is the first playoff of many, and they get these jitters out and they get used to this kind of feeling going forward.
Man, you talk as long as you want. You want to paint that kind of picture, dude. That's it. I mean, that's why we're lucky to talk to you and think about this. You know, it's they need to be, God, I feel like they need to be emotionally level. Because because when they come out flying like they did a month ago on Saturday night, they were a little out of control, and then once things started to go bad, they went in a hole, man, and the whole building did, but it felt like they did too. And the Packers, if anybody's going to believe that they're better, all things being equal, I feel like it's Green Bay. So, like, the Bears need to stay level and believe in themselves. That's hard to do, though, isn't it?
No. You got to have the ultimate confidence. That's BS, man. You got to believe. You got to look back what you've done on the season. You think about all the good things you've done. Go back into the mindset of, hey, we're going to take the ball away. Go back to the mindset that we can run over you with our run game. Go back to the mindset of what got you all the wins that put you in the playoffs. So you don't think about that. You can discuss and mention, you know, the first penalty on the kickoff. Hey, guys, that's stupid. Hey, Jaquan Brisker, be smarter when Jordan Love or whatever quarterback is sliding. Just be more careful and more aware of the situation. So you learn from those situations. But as far as confidence, it better be flying, man. You better believe. You got here for a reason. You're the number two seed for a reason. Look across the room. Look in the locker room. Look in meetings. Look at the talent you have on this team now. And believe those guys are going to go out and perform. That's the way you should feel, and that's the way you should look at this game.
Yeah, you just gave me that pep talk. I revealed that I'm the one who thinks that Green Bay is probably
better.
I know.
Well, so here it is, Speaks. The reason why I'm saying that, because you listen to these podcasts, you listen to you guys, you listen to guys all across the city, you talk to my neighbors, you talk to friends, they're nervous. Hey, man, it's okay to be nervous, but let's be positive. Don't be scared. Let's go. And that's the same way it should be in that locker room. Yeah, they're going to be nervous, but be confident. Go out there and watch. Okay, this week, watch all the successful plays you've done. Put together something for your position group and say, hey, this is who we are. We can run the rock. Caleb, these are all your great throws. DJ, these are all your great catches. Be positive going into this. Believe what's going to happen is going to happen. And I just think it's been funny this week to hear people talk that, man, it's the Packers. Now we're nervous. No, man. I felt like I've wanted to line up against the Packers the entire time. Okay, they rested their starters and they're more healthy. But I still am super excited about this matchup. And I do think if we can start quickly that this matchup favors the Bears. I really do.
Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Saturday from 4 to 6:45 for the pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, our guy Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the wild card matchup. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. What's important to you looking at the matchup between these two teams?
The run game is first. So when I evaluate this game, you can't get behind early because it's kind of what happened the other games where they got behind, they had to kind of go to the pass, and that has not been their strength. So you got to lead on your strengths, right? So if they can get a lead early and put some points up early, get that run game going and control the clock, I think that's the most important thing. And then defensively, it's the takeaways, guys. We know they're not getting after the quarterback. It's just not happening. Just somehow get back to that takeaway machine and get the ball back. And I think that's important. But as far as just to get started with a lead, I think is important because that's when the Bears were most successful in the middle of the year, when they were scoring on that first and second drive. And I think if we can get back to that, you'll be okay. And then that game plan of using the run game and leaning on them will work. And you saw the Ravens do it. And you saw the Bears have run successfully on them, but they haven't been able to consistently do it because they've been behind and they haven't been able to move the chains.
I needed you like this, Pat. I needed this from you. Seriously, man.
The city needs it. Let's go.
Yeah, the city does. The city does. Like, Lawrence brought it up on Tuesday. What's it going to be like if the Packers win? I'm like, come on, man. Bad vibes.
Nope. Don't think that way. Yeah, I always say good vibes, babe. I learned it from somebody I sat next to for a little while, and I believe in that. What you put out there comes back, man.
Unbelievable.
But no, but seriously, I love the idea of showing them a highlight reel.
Yeah, me too.
Of your great stuff from this year. Just to remind them, look, remember what you've done, because the truth is, they didn't finish against San Francisco. The truth is, they didn't finish against Detroit. They had the ball with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go and a chance to drive down and end that game. They didn't finish those. They finished six, but they didn't finish three other ones, including the first time up at Lambeau. So show them the other six, maybe, right? If you haven't done that.
But what seed are you? What have you done? You put yourself in position to be the second seed.
Damn right.
You've had a damn good year. So go out there and let's prove it. Let's go out there and play well and do what you've done in the past to get to this point. Why not flip the last 2 weeks to back the way it was in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
They can do it.
We've seen them do it. Patrick, as always, we appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing you, Olin, and Mully on Saturday. It's going to be epic.
I can't wait, man. Go Bears, man. We'll see you.
We can tell. Patrick just got me ready, man.
This segment with Patrick Manley is brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com.
Hey, fun fact, we were going to play categories today. Instead, we're going to do it tomorrow live. We'll do it live with the listeners. The listeners can play categories with us.
Where can they play it at?
At Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Join the Score and Circa Sports Illinois tomorrow at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Our show, Spiegel and Holmes, will be live there from 2 to 6 p.m. for playoff football talk as Chicago prepares for another rematch against Green Bay. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circa Sports Illinois. That's tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It's all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Let me say, Chicago sports tickets, that's doing a lot of work there. Circa usually comes up with some very good stuff.
They know a lot of people and a lot of teams that play games now in January.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.